Thousands of opponents of abortion, as well as advocates of abortion rights, are in Washington today. They're marking the 32nd anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. In the first of two commentaries, author Frederica Matthews Green says that she and many other conservative Christians who oppose abortion see President Bush's second term as an opportunity.
One night, a couple of dozen young professionals and college students, mostly Eastern Orthodox Christians, crowded into my house for dinner. We played a current events party game. We divided the group in two and assigned one side to favor and the other to oppose five controversial issues. One after another, these 20 and 30-somethings said that one issue was more important to them than any other. They were strongly opposed to abortion. Abortion was the stealth factor in the presidential election. It hadn't been in the spotlight for a while. Yet some polls show that the pro-life position is quietly growing, especially among young people. Perhaps opposition to abortion has been underestimated because pro-choicers began to believe their own propaganda. Perhaps they assumed that pro-lifers were poor and uneducated, knee-jerk opponents of women's rights. They didn't make room for people like me. I was the first feminist in my dorm 30 years ago. I fought for abortion rights. But then I came to see that abortion is wrong. I learned that in the most common method, the unborn child is sucked into a tiny tube. Well, you can picture the results. My stand against abortion is a stand against violence. When I voted, it was for the only candidate who gets this. Same with my friend who works at a big city newspaper. He's very angry about the war. And for a while, he swore he'd vote against Bush. But in the end, the abortion issue and related biotech fears caused him to pull the Republican lever. Another friend, a college professor and lifelong Democrat, says his party ought to stand for the weak, the poor, and the threatened. And that includes unborn children. He crossed over to vote for Bush. Here's an example of the kind of change we hope to see in the president's second term. Pro-life judicial candidates get a fair hearing. We don't want to be told their opinion is so unacceptable they'll be tossed out before they get a chance. We believe this issue has to do with fatal child abuse, so we won't compromise on it, even if we have to put up with some other party positions we don't like. At my dinner party, one pro-lifer spoke strongly in favor of gun control, and many advocated environmental protection and government aid to the poor. When I asked, "How many of you are both pro-life and against the death penalty?" most of the hands in the room went up. Democrats would be wise to learn who pro-lifers really are. We're not snake handlers running barefoot through the holler. We're your coworkers, neighbors, your doctor, your auto mechanic. We haven't been too outspoken because you made it clear our views were not welcome. Well, now it's time for liberals to do what they're best at. Open your minds. Overcome stereotypes, prejudice, and fear. Take a pro-lifer to lunch. You'll find we're not so different from you, after all.
Commentator Frederica Matthews Green is the author of Real Choices, Listening to Women, Looking for Alternatives to Abortion. Tomorrow we will hear from an advocate of abortion rights.